This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Welcome to season four of the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. This is Corey Shapiro. This episode is our annual tradition to go over some key points. I'm going to give you five key points from my book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. It is my gift from the holidays to you to make sure you are focusing on the most important things in your divorce as you are getting started to trying to be more creative and not reactive in your divorce. Before we get into the key points, I want to do a little overview of a foundational topic, and that is, what is a difficult divorce? You know, and why do I have to spend all this time learning to change my behavior? Well, you're in a difficult divorce when the focus is more on the conflict, not on the resolution. And generally the reason is because there's unresolved emotional issues, and it's just been festering. I think it's been explained really well to me, thinking of it like a wound that's healed, but it's never been properly cared for, never been properly cleaned out. And there's a lot of scars, and sometimes you have to go back in to really clean it out because maybe that wound's infected. And that is my hope here, is to clean out these wounds so you can get a divorce without losing your mind. You can be more creative and you can go on to having the best life you can. And I do think it's possible. It's hard. You got to change patterns, but it's possible. All right. So let's get going on the podcast. And we start off, even though it is a special episode, we're going to start off with our quote. And our quote is from J.K. Rowling. And it goes like this. It is our choices that show what we truly are, far more than our abilities. And I thought that quote spoke to me on this podcast, not just for this special episode, but for every episode, because I want you to think of your choices really having an impact on your divorce. And you might be thinking, well, the other side, they're so difficult. Yeah, they probably are difficult. But I don't want you to add to that difficulty. I want you to focus on your side and what you can control. Okay, so now that we have the foundational concept in the can, as they say, let's move to the first key point, which is 24-hour pause. This is from chapter two. And the idea here is to let things simmer. You know, let things simmer a little bit before we respond. And I'm really focusing on, I mean, you can focus this pause on many different things, but let's just think about it in email or text communication, you know, where you have these email exchanges or text exchanges that go on and on in a very short amount of time. I've seen a lot of these changes, chains. I haven't seen anyone that's gotten better. If they're in my office, they're only getting worse. And I'm trying to stop things from getting worse. So let's just put a pause. Let's just do one text, one email. Let's do a thoughtful email or text. And I don't care what they say. Let's just wait 24 hours and let it simmer. And I bet you can bring more of your smart self to that response if you wait. That is my hope. So no more keyboard warriors, okay? I want you to be thoughtful warriors. That's what I'm looking for. All right. Second key point is expect war, not peace. Think of two tracks. Difficult divorces, like just like any other divorce, has two tracks. You got a settlement track and you have a court track or a litigation track. And most people are focused on that settlement track. And if you are and your spouse are on the same page, great. That's the settlement track. That's what I hope. But sometimes you're in a difficult divorce because you're not on the same page. But what happens, you still spend so much time on that settlement track and you neglect that court track, that litigation track. So as the case progresses and maybe a trial's coming up, you're just not prepared. Think of the trial like a test. You need to be prepared and you can't just wing it. This isn't like, you know, you just study for 1 hour and acing the test. This is something you're going to have to study for maybe months. Think of it like the bar. When I took the bar, that was many months preparing. Or think of it like a boxing fight. Those in training camp, they spend months preparing for just one fight. They can't just go into it, you know, one day or 1 week boxing training camp to get into that shape and to that state of mind that you need to have a trial. And just in case things don't settle, I mean, maybe it does settle. But if you want to give yourself the best chance of getting the goals that are important to you, be prepared. Okay. All right. So the third key point is a divorce budget. This is not just money, but this is also time. This is energy and emotion. A difficult divorce. I mean, it says it itself. It's difficult, but you might not really appreciate how difficult. I really think it's an understatement to when you fully comprehend how difficult, how fully committed, how long, how draining, how taxing a difficult divorce can be. Put it this way. How long do you think a difficult divorce lasts? If you're like thinking it's only a year or two, well, you're not right. It could last well over 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. It can not even end. It can keep on going because you can get the divorce and you come back to court. The point is, you have to understand your divorce budget. And unless the issue is super important to you, not just today, but super important to you for your post-divorce life in 10 years from today, then you may want to reconsider if there's another route, a creative route that meets your goals, Because what I'm going to suggest to you most times, not all times, but most times, having a happier post-divorce life is more important than whatever position you're fighting for. You might, because of emotions, get a little confused, and you might not even realize that what you're fighting for is actually something you even want anymore. Maybe you just want to win. Maybe you're just trying to get something through maybe money or through some custody issues that you didn't get in the marriage. And listen, it's understandable to feel neglected, to want to feel respected, but I would suggest to you there's better ways to get that need met than through the court system. Okay, that's the key point for the divorce budget. So think early on about the divorce budget so you don't throw good money and good time and good energy after bad. All right, the fourth key point is the court is always right. This reminds me so much when I grew up and thinking about my parents. And sometimes the court acts like a parent. It's like, hey, why is it this way? Why do we do things this way? It's because I said so. That's why. And that's sort of what happens. And it doesn't matter if you have a wise judge and they tell you something that you have to follow or a not so wise judge. And sometimes there are not so wise judges. Just sometimes there's not so wise parents. But at a certain age and a certain time, you have to listen to these judges and you have to listen to your parents. Now, of course, you can challenge your parents as you get older. If you're younger, it's sort of hard. I mean, you can't be like 6 years old and try to leave. I mean, that's sort of difficult to do. You could challenge a judge and try to take an appeal, but then think of your divorce budget and the likelihood of success. That's chapter 7, The Court is Always Right. So if you want to get a little bit more in depth on that, read chapter 7. All right, the last key point, and since this is the divorce month, they say January is a divorce month, how to find the best attorney for you is our last key point. And I want you to think of this concept between an expert for hire, which is primarily motivated by money, something that is expensive, versus a trusted advisor whose primary advice is focused on you. On your particular needs. Think of this. If you are in the market for new tires for your car, the expert for hire is going to push you to the most expensive tires independent of your budget and need the trusted advisor is going to try to figure out what your budget is, what you're looking for, what your needs, and give you appropriate information, advice to make you a happy customer, even if it doesn't, you know, even if they don't make as much money off of you, because they want you to be a client. And they want you to refer people to them, and they only want to do what's right for you, even though they don't make as much money. And that to me is the hallmark of a trusted advisor. And that's why I wrote this book. That's why I do this podcast, to try to give you, you know, really truthful information to act as your sort of, you know, divorce coach trusted advisor, to give you these tactics, you know. And one tactic that I think is so helpful, if you can only follow one tactic from today, it's let things simmer. Give it that 24-hour pause at a minimum, maybe even more, if you're so triggered, to try to bring your best self. And it reminds me, a lot of this reminds me of that joke we have in the divorce world. And it is, what's the difference between, you know, criminal law and divorce law? Well, in criminal law, we have bad people at their best. And in matrimonial law, we have good people at their worst. And it's so hard to go through a divorce. So hopefully some of these tactics will resonate. And I really hope you can use that simmer down tactic and give it a 24-hour pause to lead you on to a better path in your divorce and in your post-divorce life. All right, next week, we're back to our regular programming where you can ask me questions. You can submit a voice question at question.gettingdivorced.org. We also, in our season four, are going to continue with our conversations. We got a lot of positive feedback doing these conversations with these thought leaders. And we're going to have, we're going to try to do a conversation at least one a quarter. For season four, just like what we did in season three. Remember, this is Corey Shapiro. Be creative, not reactive.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.